Hi, I'm Sarah McIsaac, and this is my podcast. And let me tell you, it's been a long time in the making. I spend so many hours every single week reading, listening to other podcasts, and trying to learn everything I can about success in all of its different forms. I'm obsessed with optimizing my life to create more time freedom, financial freedom, and emotional freedom so that I can live an intentional life of my own design. The intention behind this podcast is to share all of that with you, the strategies, the mindset work, the life hacks, and to do it in a very tactical way so that you can implement these things in your own life because I'm all about action and, quite frankly, results. Now let's roll that fancy intro and do this thing.
You're listening to Upgraded Life, the podcast with your host, Sarah McIsaac. This is a show for people like you who want to upgrade their habits, their mindset, their productivity, and their success to create a life by design, not by default. If you're looking for a magic pill or overnight fix, this ain't it. But if you're interested in leveling up your habits, reaching for more, and life hacking your way to more freedom, more happiness, and more success, then sit back and enjoy the show, because this one's for you.
Welcome back. Here we are once again, and I'm really happy to be chatting with you another day. Yesterday was fun. I asked you to take a look at some areas of your life, and I hope you did that. It's my intention that that helped you see how kind of taking stock and taking inventory on some different areas of your life that you may or may not have been giving a lot of thought to can help bring you some new awareness and clarity and direction when it comes to goal setting, which is what we're talking about over these next few episodes. Goal setting, a new way of goal setting, a new framework, if you will, for goal setting. And today we're really expanding on that area as we dive into the world of priorities. And we talked a bit about this in the last episode, and I sort of preluded that we were going to be talking about different types of priorities. Specifically, we're going to be talking about two types, and those are intrinsic priorities and what I like to call core priorities. You may or may not have heard those terms before. Certainly, if you've done our Goals with Intention challenge before, you've heard those terms. But if you haven't, you may not have ever heard that before. But it's really an essential part of this framework if you want to not just like achieve your goals, right? But to really ensure that you're striving for even the right goals in the first place. So if you're down with that, if it sounds good to you, then let's rock and roll and get started. So as I said yesterday, you ranked your level of satisfaction in 10 different areas of your life. At least I hope you did. And if you haven't, please go back and do that. It's going to be a disservice to you if you don't go through this step by step. And I don't want that for you. You deserve better. I believe you deserve better. And I would love to see you complete these steps. So if you haven't already done the life audit, I call it, it sounds like a really daunting thing to say, a life audit, but it's not that scary. It's actually kind of fun, where you go through and you just get quiet, you find a little space, and you think about these 10 different areas of your life, and you just give yourself a rating. But it's not really a rating. I just want you to score your level of satisfaction, and it's only for you. Nobody else gets to look at this. Nobody else is going to pass judgment on your scores. And I also hope that you don't pass any judgment and that you just take it for what it is. It's just an opportunity to analyze and mine some lessons and garner some insights from doing these exercises. So often what I find, and I think if you look around, you'll notice this as well. Outward success, or what looks like outward success, can often still feel like those people will often still report that they feel like something is missing. It can show up as a bunch of different things, right? It can show up as unrest, a feeling of dissatisfaction, a feeling of boredom, a feeling of being unfulfilled. So a lot of people have kind of all the things, it appears. They have the success, right? They have the job, the house, the family, the car, the things, but they still report feeling like something is off, like something's just not quite right. And I truly believe that this priority piece is that thing that feels not quite right. And that's what I want to talk to you about today. There's a great quote by Stephen Covey, who wrote the book, The 7 Habits of Highly Successful People. Have you read it? It's a good one. It's an oldie, but a goodie. I recommend it. If you're looking for a reading list, it's definitely on my recommendations list. Anyway, the quote is, "The key is not to prioritize your schedule, but to schedule your priorities." Think about that. The key is not to prioritize your schedule, but to schedule your priorities. And what's interesting is that we are taught priorities from a really young age, right? It's not something that comes, I mean, I won't say it doesn't come naturally, but we're not born with priorities, right? They're things that we learn. And generally speaking, unless you're doing the work, unless you're doing the deep work to figure this stuff out, then generally speaking, your priorities are often based on others' perceptions or expectations, or what you think others' perceptions or expectations are. And those may or may not match your own, right? It might, but if it does, it would be a fluke. But more often, those kind of taught priorities or the priorities we think we should be saying that we have don't match the fabric of who we are, right? Our own DNA when it comes to what's important to us. And so today, I want to talk to you about two distinct concepts that will actually make your goal setting and achieving process super simple, which is what I want. I want to help you simplify the decision-making process. Gosh, I wish I could remember how many decisions. There's a number. You can look this up. You Google this. Use the Google and look this up. We make an obscene amount of decisions every single day. Every single day, hundreds, maybe thousands of decisions a day. It's a huge number. And we get what's called decision fatigue in the run of any day. And it's different for everyone, but generally all of us have experienced that, where you are running on autopilot and making decision after decision without really thinking about those decisions. So part of this process is to simplify that process, right? That decision-making process, and to provide some clarity and some direction so that you know what you're doing and why you're doing it all the time, so that you can be mindful and you can be aware of whether or not the decisions you're making are moving you in the direction you want to be moving. So when you get really clear on your priorities, these two types of priorities I'm about to tell you about, they can really act as a sounding board for you so that you can bounce all of your ideas, you can bounce every request of your time by others, and you can bounce every goal that you set off of this sounding board of priorities, which makes your decision-making process very, very simple. Okay, are you ready? Here we go. I want you to pull out the life audit you did yesterday. We're going to take a quick look at that. So you scored yourself in 10 different areas from 1 to 10 on a range of 1 to 10. And I want you to have a look at the area that you scored the lowest. We're going to do a little bit of a review. I'm going to help you navigate what those scores that you gave yourself mean. So I want you to look at the area that you scored the lowest. And I want you to just keep an open mind and think about this. Generally, when we have people do this exercise, generally speaking, Of course, there are outliers and exceptions, but for the most part, the area that we score the lowest is actually an area that is of very high priority to us. When we score something low, it generally means that we don't feel that we are living up to the standards that we have set for ourselves. So I want you to consider the area that you scored the lowest and make a note of it. You can use a new You can use a new page in your journal, or you can mark up the life audit that you've already done, whatever works better for you. But I want you to make a note of the area or areas that scored the lowest for you. And then I want you to look at the areas that you scored the highest. Generally speaking, again, the area that we score the highest is something that comes very easily to us. We have a high level of satisfaction, which is why we gave ourselves a high score. Or, and this is important, or it's not important to us, that area, and therefore we have low standards. So generally speaking, the lowest score is something that is a very high priority to us, and the highest score is either something that comes easily and we're very, very satisfied in, or it's not very important to us. Okay, now I want to help you distinguish the difference between core priorities and intrinsic priorities, core priorities and intrinsic priorities. Let's start with intrinsic. An intrinsic priority is something that just comes very naturally to you. It's easy for you to get the thing done in that area, right? You don't need accountability there. It's something that feels good. You generally have a sense of ease in that area. You typically will have a high time investment in that area of an intrinsic priority, because really what an intrinsic priority is it's just part of who you are. It's part of who you are. I'm going to give you a couple of examples in a second, but I want you to remember this. This is the key takeaway of intrinsic priorities. It is comes easy to you. You don't need accountability there, but it's not necessarily or usually the most important thing on your list. You don't need any accountability to spend enough time there, but you might need some accountability to pull back from that area, because often we spend huge amounts of time in our intrinsic priorities because it's easy for us. We like it there. Feels good. We're good at it. We're usually really successful in that area. So for me, I'll use myself as an example, myself as a guinea pig. For me, my intrinsic priority right now would be this, what I'm doing right now, would be my career. It would be my purpose, what I feel is my purpose, to help people and create content and be a thought leader and challenge people and help people see things a different way and to serve our clients and customers, right? I always do a really good job there. I don't need any accountability there. I like to spend time doing it. In fact, many would say I probably spend too much time there and not enough time in other areas. At another point in my life, an intrinsic priority would have been fitness. I used to be heavily, heavily involved in fitness. I was a distance runner. I owned a gym. I was a personal trainer. I did all the things, and I spent the majority of my time in that priority because I felt good about it. I was really good at it. I really enjoyed it. I never got bored of it. It always challenged me, right? That's an intrinsic priority. It comes easily. You don't need anybody to tell you to go do the thing. For a lot of people, an intrinsic priority would be their faith. If you are a religious person, you might be able to relate with that. Many people, it's just who they are. They go to church on Sunday. They say their prayers. They do the things that they're supposed to do. They live their life a certain way. Nobody needs to tell them to do it. It's just part of who they are, right? On the other side of that coin, for me, my core priority, so that was my intrinsic priority right now, would be my career or my purpose. My core priority, however, is my family. And I score that area lower often. And I do this exercise a few times a year. And I generally score my family lower because that's what's most important to me. I score myself lower in that area, not because I don't think I'm a good wife or a good daughter or a good sister, but because my family is so important to me. And because I believe those relationships need to be nurtured always, and because I know that I spend so much time in my intrinsic priority, which is my career, that sometimes my core priority, which is my family, is an area where I need a little bit more accountability to myself in order to give it the attention it deserves. So your core priority, first of all, you need to know about your core priority that it changes as your life changes. So it will shift with circumstances. Your intrinsic priorities will shift too, but they don't generally shift as much. Generally, intrinsic priorities kind of stay, or you have a couple that are just sort of always there. But your core priority will change based on, you know, the circumstances of your life. We'll talk a bit more about that in a minute. But your core priority is also something that probably feels a bit out of balance. So I'll give you an example. Maybe you've put so much focus into your career, which would be your intrinsic priority, that you've gained a bunch of weight, like 50 pounds, or that you've lost, you know, the romance in your relationship, or you distance yourself from friends, right? That can easily happen with an intrinsic priority. And my friends, it's a really slippery slope because it's so easy for us to justify when we spend a lot of time focused in that one area, right? If we use the career example, we can justify focusing on our career because we're providing for our family, for security. You know, maybe we grew up with very little and we vowed that we wouldn't have to worry the way that, you know, our parents did. What's dangerous about that kind of justification, and if you find yourself, as I'm talking to you, starting to justify how much time you're spending in what you've now established as your intrinsic priority, think about this. The reason that justification is dangerous is because there's usually a kernel of truth to it, which makes it super easy to stay stuck there and not challenge any of those beliefs. So I want to make a really clear distinction for you. Your core priority is important to you, but it doesn't come as naturally as your intrinsic priority. It doesn't mean one or the other is more or less important, but I need you to make that distinction. Your intrinsic priority is something that is easy. You don't need any help in order to be successful in that area. Your core priority is something that you feel is so important, but you know you need more balance there, a little bit more attention in that category. Okay? Okay, so here's your homework. I want you to identify, if you haven't already done this while we've been talking, I want you to think about this and identify both your intrinsic and your core priority. And that's it, end of subject. It's a very simple day, very simple homework. And tomorrow we're going to dive into some actual goal setting, or in the next episode. If you're consuming these episodes faster than day by day, then in the next episode we're going to dive in. If you want to go a little bit more advanced with this, and I suggest you do. I think it's awesome to take the next step. Once you've identified your intrinsic priority and your core priority, think about writing yourself a priority statement based on your core priority, right? You don't need to write it for your intrinsic priority because you already know that's something that's just going to be there. You're just going to do the thing. You don't need any accountability. But I want you to write a priority statement for your core priority, and I want that statement to act as sort of a mission statement for the foreseeable future of your life, right? Why is it important to you? What are you committed to do? What will the result look like? And I want to leave you with a reminder as you're writing this big, bold statement about your current core priority. And the key there is current. The reminder is this: your core priority changes as your life changes. So if there's a major event in your life, like a birth or a death or a career change or trauma, divorce, marriage, or even like simple shifts, like when you get another area of your life further in balance, your core priority can change, right? The point that I'm making is that I want you to give yourself permission to establish your core priority statement based on this moment in your life, without any judgment of what you think it should be. while also recognizing that anytime there's a shift in your life, you'll have to revisit this idea and just reevaluate your priorities again and again. You can do this as many times as you need to, right? So when you write your core priority statement, or when you establish these intrinsic and core priorities, you're not writing it in stone. You're just writing it for the moment. So I recommend you do this process quarterly. I know that we often do a big goal setting thing in the new year, which is awesome. But personally, I don't believe that once a year is enough. I think things change more quickly than that. So I recommend at least going through this process to refresh where your priorities lie quarterly. All right, my friends, that's it. I love you. I mean it. And I'll talk to you soon.